Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Akimaj All Day. I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor. What's up, girl? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, I was nervous there. I was trying. I saw your message. I was trying to get in there. I couldn't. It was a lot going on just now in these last little 2 minutes. I couldn't get into the thing. I could. Whew. I was nervous. I'm here, though.
It's okay, hey, girl. Hey, girl. It's all right. Look, listen. Today has been a day, so I understand. Then go from 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It seemed like this whole week went from 0 to 100 every day.
Yeah, every day. Twice a day.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing, girl?
For no reason.
Like, what are you doing?
For no reason.
I tell you, I'm motherfucking cat. And you saw my message. So I'm waiting for these other people to get in here so that you don't be talking to yourself because I'm going to be doing something else. I don't want y'all to hear my, what's going on. It ain't that. It's got a raggedy ass schedule no more.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's got a raggedy ass schedule. Yeah. I start at 6 in the morning. Mm. I don't finish till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's
some bullshit. And I change time zones 1, 2, 3 times. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a lot. Oh. Oh, goodness.
Adrian in here sleeping like he worked today. My head hurt. Between him and that other, honey.
Listen, we're not even going to talk about that. I skipped right on over that. I said, y'all not going to get me caught up in this mess today. I have been good all day. I have been minding my business. And drinking my water. Y'all not going to get me caught up in that mess.
Girl.
Because as soon as I saw it, my first reaction was, Al's here. But then I was like, go have you some water and calm down, girl. Give it your water.
This nigga here sleep.
Oh.
I mean snoring. Can hear it in the other room.
Oh.
Sleep.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't gonna find this shit. So yeah, we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. Yeah, that's what we do. The smokers aren't here. So tonight we were gonna have group therapy and shit, but clearly the group did not show up for therapy.
No.
No.
No. They didn't.
So we're gonna start off with Atlanta. And we're also talking about the trash ass world, y'all. So we'll start off with Atlanta and the bullshit it was going through this week, where this, I don't even know the boy's name. I just know what he looks like. I don't even care what his name is. But he decided that he wanted to go shoot the Asian massage parlors because he has a sexual addiction and he wanted to rid the world of the things that entice him. So okay, but the rest of us know better. That's what he told the police. Us normal folk who got good sense know, sir, you shot them people, them women, because they Asian and you don't like Asian women, and so therefore you decided to do a hate crime. That's how I feel about
it. It absolutely is a hate crime, and I've been watching on the news, and it's been very recent that there has been a lot of violence against Asian people.
Yes.
And like the and last few of the previous months president. Ago.
Yes, that's because of the previous president who blamed the coronavirus and everything, and it's been really big in California that this has been happening, because I've noticed it too.
Okay, because I'm just. Like, I just hear about it on the East Coast. I didn't really know it was a thing over on the West Coast. But
yeah.
I think they were saying that there was maybe, like, a few incidents, like, some years ago, like, in a 10-year span. But, like, this, like, the last couple of months or so, it's, like, it's quadrupled. And it's unfortunate, and it is sad, and it is a hate crime. And I do see a lot of people enraged, like, oh, my gosh, they shouldn't treat Asian people like this. Oh, my God, this is that and third. And I'm going to be that person, right? I'm going to be that person. So when you go to the beauty supply store, there are people of Asian descent that own the beauty supply store, and they're not always kind to African American people.
No.
They are not always kind when you go to get Chinese food. And part of me is like, you know, this isn't what the world needs right now, and it's sad, it's unfortunate, it is a hate crime. The other part of me is like, well, I mean, you aren't the nicest chaps in the land.
Y'all do treat us bad.
Yeah, I mean, you have restaurants in our neighborhood, and you have bulletproof glass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and on my side of town, they have bulletproof glass. Like, and they are extremely rude. Extremely rude. They want to argue with you about everything. If you ask a question, they have an attitude. And part of me is like, that ain't my business. Just like when they are hurting African American men, when you are beating African American women in your stores, when you are charging African American women in your nail salons ridiculous money, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think, and for me, even in certain situations, you look at me, you're like, oh, she's just a little black girl. No, I'm an educated black girl who speaks and understands Mandarin, Japanese. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can
that
look
part,
at me. And I,
that part.
And Vietnamese.
That
and
part.
So, yeah, I understand it. I know what you're talking about. You're not going to talk about me while I'm sitting here. I remember the first, like, not necessarily the first time, but me and my nail tech, we've known each other for a long time, like a long, long time. And we were sitting one day, and she and I were talking about something, and then she switched over into her language, so she started talking for another day. And I said to her, I said, hey, look, I know you're talking about that lady over there. She said, what? I said, Sasha, you know that I understand your language. She was like, you've been around me that long? I said, Sasha, I understand your language because I've dealt and learned. So she was like, oh, my goodness. So I said, stop talking about that lady. Stop talking about her right now. She was like, but... Sasha, and then there's been plenty of times that she's had conversations with me, and she's wanted to price somebody out her seat because we're rude too. We're not even gonna just blame people for being rude. We rude as motherfuckers too. And I say that because I've watched people, be rude to her. And I'm like, yo, this chick goes above and beyond for her clients. And you are coming in here acting foolish? Okay, you're new. Okay, I get it. You're new here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you need to get up out of here. Like, certain ones, you know, and then that's why you, and if you feel like they're being rude, you stop going to their establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going. They're being rude to them.
Yep.
There's an Asian man that comes in my my store, and... One, I didn't even realize it until one day I broke one of my necklaces, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to find someone that can fix my necklace, like, today. So I called around. I found this little spot. So I go, and I look at him. I was like, you look so familiar. I said, you call me Wolverine? He was like, the one off of such and such. I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, that's the Walgreens I go to. I said, oh, okay. I said, yeah, that's the one I work at. Well, I work at it part-time. He was like, you remember me? I was like, yeah. He was like, okay. He's like, and then he thought about it. He was like, you're the girl who's always so nice. He was like, I don't care when I come in. He's like, you're just always so nice and so pleasant. So he fixed my necklace for free. So, like, it's the way you treat people. And if you continue, you treat people bad, please understand that bad things do happen to you. Karma is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care how she comes in or how she do her thing. She don't care. She don't care.
Uh-oh. We have some late comments. I believe that's Ron, and I think that might be Dre.
Wait a minute. Let me look.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey,
Ron.
That's Kaven, who's on the other one. That's he's just listening. Hey, Ron.
Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Thank you so much for at least coming in.
Oh, no.
And
see,
this.
So I was caught in the middle of some bullshit.
Oh,
right?
Oh, man.
I didn't like my issue with my oven. Oh, he is here.
Wait, what? You was doing something with your oven. What'd you say, Ron?
Yeah, so I had a slight issue with my oven. It wasn't lighting. So, you know, I had to
go
old school
and
light it from the bottom. So my daughter was having a hard time lighting it. She got upset, so she walked to the store. She's watching the next door neighbor's children. And when this heifer goes to the motherfucking store, I'm now watching the next door's neighbor's motherfucking bad children. And that ain't motherfucking the plan. So I call this heifer back like, yo, this ain't acceptable. I got things to do. Oh, ha ha, hell, motherfucker, get your ass back. So that was the reason for my delay. My apologies. And you know, I won't pay her phone bill next month. How about that?
Oh. Boom. Hey, at least you're not just randomly just sitting around sleeping.
Oh,
that sounds like a shot.
That was a shot.
Pew,
with a
22.
That was a pew, with a
22.
That's what that
was. I didn't hear my long blow.
Huh?
Bob?
You didn't hear
my
long blow. You didn't hear me coming
in the house? No. I took the damn pew, man. I'm full of shit. I don't know what the fuck I did to my shit, man. It's like I dislocated that motherfucker or something.
You need to go get a COVID test?
You what?
You need to go get a COVID test?
What the hell is a COVID test I do with my shoulder hurting?
You saw it. Oh, Lord. Okay. So we are moving on.
I'm going to go do what I was talking about right now.
Thank you.
We're talking about the Asian community that seems to be going through a lot these last couple weeks, months, with all the attacks on the Asian people. And this gentleman in, I think you said that was Atlanta, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It was Atlanta, and apparently he decided to shoot up a massage parlor. Because he's Caucasian and they're not allowed to say. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. Ron, are you familiar with this?
Okay, so.
Uh-oh.
First and foremost, I'm familiar with these green beans, this cornbread, this mac and cheese, and this fried motherfucking fish.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm acquainted with, motherfucker. But, yes, I am, secondly. And, see, this is what people don't be realizing. And one of the reasons, pardon me, let me clear my throat. So one of the things that people don't be realizing, and which is one of the reasons I have very little give a fuck left, is because things are cyclical. So when we look back in cycles, shit pops up every so often. Every so-called race that's not of European descent, Europeans shit on them every so often to let them realize you a nigga, you a yellow nigga, you a red nigga, you a sand nigga. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, they pop up and they start getting mad at this group of people. So they ostracizing them. Now they mad at that. And then it goes around in cycles. This same cycle happened when it was the Asian flu. I mean, the yellow flu. Yeah, there's the yellow. That ain't racist. This happened, you know what I'm saying, in internment camps. You know what I'm saying? Too. Yeah, they get the Asians every so often. They come back and circle back around for them to recognize, like, listen, just because we got Asian and Caucasian don't mean we really fuck with y'all neither. You know what I mean? So every once in a while, every so-called, quote-unquote, race gets shitted on. And we don't realize that there's one common denominator. I'm going to leave it there.
Very true, Ron. Very true. And like I said, part of me feels like, you know, this is wrong. You know, they have all the rights that, you know, we have, and this is that and third. But another part of me is like, but y'all some rude motherfuckers too. Like, y'all be like,
you know
y'all
what, you stupid. You know what, you stupid. That sound a lot like y'all deserved it. That's what that sound like.
No, it's not that. But it's like, y'all do be, like, y'all do be rude and shit. Like I was saying, like, when you go to the beauty supply store, like, y'all, I done seen so many videos of women, like, beating up on African-American women and nail salons, like, y'all getting into fights, like, you want to charge this set of people these prices and then these people this set of prices. Like, I seen it with my own eyes, which was part of the reason why I decided I want to start learning how to do my own nails, because, like, you're not going to tell me that when I'm getting it's $65 and then little light skin shorty come in behind me and it's only $45.
Is it because,
like,
your feet
not,
was like old girl on Martins? Myra? No, I'm saying, is that why it was?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even my feet. It was my nails.
My
and
bad.
No.
My bad.
No, it wasn't that. Or, like, you go in the beauty supply store, you trying to get, like, four things, and that shit come out to, like, $85. But you go, like, you could go anywhere else, and that shit is cheaper. So you mean to tell me it's cheaper for me to go to Walgreens or Rite Aid than it is to go to the beauty supply store across the street from my house? Are you serious? And you,
I don't
and
really
you don't
understand
even have
what you're complaining
stuff.
About. I really
huh?
don't understand what you're complaining about. You the option not to shop at that place that costs more, but it costs a little more of your energy and your time. And, I mean, that's something we got to do sometimes. Nigga, what's the complaint? Fuck them kids!
No, it's not.
I ain't mean it like that. I ain't mean it like that. It sounded harsh when I said it. What I mean is, fuck them and having to go to them, your products. You have other options. That's what I meant by that. I didn't mean anything about them killed. What I mean is that you don't have to occupy their space. We have our own space that we occupy. We can shop there.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying in a way too. Like they treat people like they do. Like they're very rude to African American people. They are very
hold on. Even though I said fuck them chinks, I specifically said why I said it. Don't try to pull me on your side, because you still sound like you said, yeah, good for them, they deserved it. And I'm not on that side with you. Pull me on your side like that.
Now, I didn't say that they deserved it. I just said part of me is like, it ain't my business. Just like it ain't their business when we out here getting killed too, and they in the store beating on African American women. That's what I'm saying.
Wait. I'm getting closer to your side. You might win me over. Keep going.
You're so stupid. Because, like, all right, a prime example, like, there have been so many situations in New York with African-American men and the police, right? I don't recall hearing any Asian people like, okay, well, we're standing up for this, and we're protesting with this. And we're saying, like, I don't see that. I don't be saying that. I don't be hearing that. Like, I ain't see not one Asian person on my timeline about any of the protests. I haven't seen any Asian actors or none of that. These Asian people then got hurt, and I done seen every black actor I follow is all up and on my timeline. This is not what we're about. We are not about hate. We are about love. No one deserves this. Wait a minute.
All right, hold on. Also, you got to come on. You got to be fair with your analysis, even of yourself. How many Asian people are you following online?
Quite a few.
All right. Give me three of them off the top of your head, because I don't believe you. You need more people.
That's up there with, like, I'm not black friends. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, and my point is that you see all these, you know what I'm saying, athletes and entertainers, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that you're following that many Asian entertainers and athletes. So even if they are tweeting this out, is my point. I don't know if the equivalent of the ACLU for Asians or the NAACP or, you know what I'm saying, National Action Network for Asians, I don't know if you're following those groups so that when they do make their statements that you would, they would come across your timeline, is the point I'm trying to make.
And I understand your point, but I think we're trying to say the same thing, but just a little different.
No, I'm not trying to say the same thing. What I'm trying to say is that seen time where Asians have said, that's fucked up, y'all shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people, I mean, and it sounds real crazy, but simple things like Angela Yee. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't negate her Asian-ness. You know what I'm saying? She speaks up about this shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. I mean, shit, I mean, we look at things like Jeremy Lin, where he was like, yo, they was talking about, you know what I'm saying, they was calling him Corona in the G League. But yet, he was, which that shit is hilarious. But that aside,
No,
that shit is hilarious. And that's almost like when Kevin Garnett said Charlie Villanueva looked like a cancer patient. Nigga, I almost peed on myself. That was hilarious. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not laughing at Corona or cancer. I'm just saying, to say that the nigga looked like, you know what I'm saying, he like a dark-skinned powder. And, you know, powder was all white, so if you a dark-skinned powder, I mean, you like really mocha. At best. Anyway, I'm sorry. So, yeah, they do be making these statements. And I had a conversation with a friend earlier this week where she sent three tweets to a lady who said something similar. So she sent one about, you know what I'm saying, the Black Panthers and Asians marching with them. I was like, true. And, you know what I'm saying? And then she sent one about the Me Too movement and Black Lives, you know what I'm saying, something like that. So there are statements out there. It's just that if you're not in a position to see it, you're going to think it doesn't exist, like Black Unity.
What is this T-shirt?
Okay.
What is this on that T-shirt? Oh, sorry. Trying to find a T-shirt to put on.
Oh, Lord.
Something's on my drug.
Oh, Lord.
I know I bust that plate of food down. That shit was good than motherfucker.
Was it from the cleanest, dirty spot you was talking about a few shows ago?
No, it wasn't from the clean and dirty spot. My daughter actually cooked it. That's why I need to shut the fuck up about her leaving me with the nappy-haired children. But that being said, I did have food from them earlier today. And they had the saltiest potato salad I've ever fucking tasted. And I'm turned the fuck off. I've never had salty potato. Like, oh, that shit was disgusting.
Well,
and I ate all of it with my
greasy
high ass.
So one year for Christmas, my cousin was like, I'm going to make the potato salad. And we was like, okay, make the potato salad. Only person potato salad I eat is my mama's, because my mama don't put onions in mine. So everybody else decided they want to cut up an onion and put it in it. So my sister-in-law, now keep in mind my family is somewhat a reflection of me. My sister-in-law said, what is that potato salad soup?
Oh, shit.
She did not call it PSS.
That's what she did. That's exactly what the fuck she did.
She called it PSS. What in the PSS is this?
That's exactly
what
happened.
What in the PSS? Oh, my butt looks real big. Oh, sorry, y'all. Sorry.
Lord.
And then a motherfucker started getting ill with it and just walked by the table going,
No, no.
They get real petty.
Lissy, and me and her together, petty is something that happens and it goes down. Because my sister-in-law, and I love her. Oh, I think my blanket big. Sorry. I gotta find my tissues. My tissues off. Well, now I need to put
all right, so y'all was talking about the Asians getting shot. So
yeah.
That being said, right, this man who did this, do we think that this was like from the pandemic, or this was like some deep seated racism that he would just use that as an excuse?
I'll be honest with my answer. I think that he's one of these brainwashed people who really believe that Asian people are the reason that the coronavirus is here, and that he listens to someone say that they are the reason that it is here. And he tried to say, well, I have a sexual addiction, and I'm trying to rid the world of these people. No, that's not what, no, sir. You have feet. That's not what the fuck was on. But
Hold on.
I think that.
Did you say a sexual addiction?
Yes.
He told the police that this was not a hate crime. This was because I have a sexual addiction, and he felt like the Asian women at these massage parlors were the reason that he had these issues.
Okay, so let me say this to y'all. Last Wednesday, I got off work, and I went and got a massage, and the ending was very happy. And I take offense to any man who is shooting these good Asian slave fucking sex workers that make 14 cents an hour plus tips. How dare you kill them? There is nobody who will do that job. Those supple Asian hands should be treasured. What the fuck is wrong with him? When they pull their little titty out and you can rub on their little titty while they jerking it. Oh, my bad. I just want to tell all that. My bad. I'm sorry.
Nigga,
I have so many questions. So many. We're not going any further until these questions are answered. Number one, how did this even come about? So you were at work, and then you got off work, and then you were like, I'm going to go get me a massage, right?
Now, when you get to the place, right, is it predetermined? Like, that's what you're going to get? If you go there, you'd be like, I want the royal special. Do they automatically know? Like, you looking
all right
for this ending?
So, not all massage places are happy in their spot. Okay.
Yes.
Let him preface this.
However, once you've gone through a life like I've gone through, and you've experienced the number of massages that I've experienced, you can tell in the first few minutes whether this is a massage place or if this is a rub and tug.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty easy to tell the difference. If you've ever had a real massage, you know when these bitches don't know what the fuck to do with their hands and they just rub it on you. Okay. This one in particular, it started because I got off work and I was dirty. It started with a table shower. So as I was getting my table shower, she said, okay, now you are turn over. And when I turned over, she said, and when she hit me with the, I said to myself, this bitch is nasty. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm lying. Before that, when I was laying on my stomach and she just had to wash my ass with the crease of her hand and soap, I realized that this bitch is nasty. But I'm not going to stop her because she ain't crossed no lines quite yet. But yeah, so that's that. That you pretty easily can tell. And then down here, I've realized that they well, no. I was trying to think of the difference. So most times they're not down here, they are trying to solicit more tips to do more activities. Whereas back home and why they would do what they do and accept that you know the tip appropriately. You know what I mean? So it's more thirsty down here. The chick was like, you want more? You want more? And I was like, more? I was like, yeah, you want some of that too, don't you? Yeah, you want some of that. I'm saying? I'm trying to flip you. I was like, how much? She said, tell me. I said, well, how much? She said, you are tell me. And I guess she, you know what I'm saying, on some, she don't want to tell a price because then that's, you know what I'm saying, breaking the law. But, bitch, you asking me to tell you a price, that's breaking the law, too. But anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, so that's that. Did I answer your question?
Okay, next question, right? Next question.
You knew she had more. I don't even know why you
is
even.
So I guess it's a pay per service, right? So you get the massage and then you get the little extra. Now, so I guess it's two separate fees.
Technically, your penis being milked is therapeutic, technically. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A massage is intended to relieve you of tension, and as any man will ever tell you, a nut is one of the ultimate tension relievers. So technically, it is therapeutic, and I have had some that have felt strictly therapeutic. Like, for instance, I was explaining it this way. You could be having sex with your man, and he put his finger in your butt, and that's sexual. You know what I'm saying? But you can go to the doctor, and they put their finger in your butt, and it's therapeutic. Same thing is being done, but you know what I'm saying? It's for two different intentions. You know what I mean? So you can get milked off, and it'd be very therapeutic, or you can get milked off, and it'd be very sexual.
Okay. Now, my next question, is it by the minute? Like, do you pay per minute, or is it just one
big? Well, I mean, a massage, for the most part, I've never had a half-hour massage and a happy ending you. Happy endings are usually with an hour massage. That being said, there's certain, you know what I'm saying, intervals they give massages in. Half hour, hour, 2 hours, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
And it is in nobody... It's in nobody's best interest for you to try to hold back the nut from the massage lady. You know what I mean? Who the fuck you trying to impress? Nigga, let that shit go. Nigga, splash everywhere. Get nasty with it. You know what I mean? Like, when you with a woman, you hold that nut back. You trying to impress her. The fuck you holding that nut back from the fucking jerky lady?
I'm done with this whole conversation.
Okay. Now my last final question, right? Do you have a... specific one that you go to? So, like, when you see, you're just going to use the word me. We're just going to use the name me. So, when you go in there and you see me, you be like, yeah, come on, I'm ready. Do you have, like, a specific one that you see frequently? Or not frequently, but, like, you just specifically go to that.
I currently do not have a specific one that I frequent. I have had, I have been monogamous, for lack of a better term, in the past, and now I'm a massage whore.
Okay, gotcha. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. What in the world?
That's not nice. Don't say that about us.
What? What? Say what about you? I'm really leaving out my house. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you was laughing at my answers.
Because it was hilarious, and it's cold as shit out here. I'm just trying to lock my door.
Laughing at the conversation that Taylor is spearheading.
Yeah,
are you finished with your
you
questions,
what?
Ma'am?
Because she's very
I
positive.
I love you more,
but we'll
talk about that another time.
You know she's inquisitive. You know she's going to ask questions.
No, I got one more, though.
Okay, go.
Okay, so you're done, right? So you're finished, and it's a happy ending. Like, so do you wait for her to finish cleaning up before you get dressed, or you just get dressed and go?
First of all, so boom. Answer, then story. Okay. Answer. No, she's definitely cleaning you up. As soon as you splash off, she goes and gets the warm towels and, you know what I'm saying, she, you know what I'm saying, cleans
okay.
up and, you know what I'm saying, and then she comes back and then she finishes the massage, you know what I'm saying, and whatever else, and then you dress and you leave.
Okay.
Quick story. So it was this one time, I don't even know why I tell y'all this shit. So I'm at the fucking massage spot. And I could tell 5 minutes in, it was a rub and tug. Bitch don't know what the fuck she doing. She just putting her hand on skin and moving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you're terrible. So it was already $80. No doubt. I have no problem paying $80 for a massage. I'm not then paying another $80 for you to jerk Mike Johnson. You know what I'm saying? That's not happening. Then, you know what I'm saying, that was talked down to 80. At first she said to me, she said, I forget how it's, I should turn over. You want more? Yeah. She said 200. 200 for what? What the 200 for? What the fuck? You take me to work? What the fuck is 200? I'm giving you $200 for. So whatever. So I said, you know what? Nah, I'm good. But she left. As soon as she left, I went right to the corner. I squirted a handful of lotion in my hand. I jerked my dick right on that nigga. Splash. All right, I'm done. Same thing. Save my money right in my pocket. Does that make me petty?
No. Okay.
It makes you selfish.
Does that make me petty?
No, nigga, that makes you selfish.
Fuck that, man. I can do this same job for free. I don't need you.
I don't need you. I need you like I need extra.
I don't need
you.
Listen, I was being generous offering what I was offering. I got you. I do this shit on the regular. I can do it just as fast as you can do it.
Oh, God. This is hilarious. Let's see, what is my watch at? Let's see. Okay, we're going to put my watch on the charger while we're in the car doing this drive.
I'm sorry. I'm not even going to ask you where you're driving to. I'm not even going to do it.
No, she going to Charlotte for work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for
Listen, wasn't asking no question. I was staying in my lane, minding my business.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate you. Hey, my report time.
We're not going on the whole train tonight. She's just going to Charlotte. No, she can work. No whole train tonight.
No whole train.
All right. First of all, she's lied to you before. So whether you're going to Charlotte or not, I really don't know. Really don't care. But I don't believe shit that she says. Okay. And then to further confirm the fact that she ain't shit, here she go and was like, yeah, you ain't going home tonight. Like, you going home in the past. So now she throwing your dirty laundry out there, you know what I mean, to let you know. You can't trust this motherfucker. Like, no, she's not as friendly as we think she is.
Definitely am, But we were all on the line that night that she was going out. When she was en route to go do some bullshit.
You continue to throw her under said bus. Nigga, we was all on the line. Your Honor, we was all there when he robbed the bank. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, then. Okay, then.
Yo, did she really just say that? We was all on the phone when she said that she was sucking the thing down. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, that ain't what she said. That ain't what she said.
Imaj, let that one go. Imaj, let that one go because there was a time when. Never mind. I'm just. Yeah.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Let it ride. Just let it ride. Okay.
Oh, shit. See, that's why I tell y'all shit, because I know I don't give a fuck. Y'all motherfuckers can't listen, nigga. As long as it's glove love, y'all can't say shit about me, all right?
How long is that glove love? Listen. That's, you know what? That's a, like, three of us, like, we can't be like, you know what you did. But no, nigga, you did. You know what I'm saying? You're like, well, nigga, yeah, nigga, I did.
You know what? That's when you get to the point where you be like, you know what? You're right. You're right. I did.
Right.
I sure
like,
did.
Right. I did it, and I did it well.
And I'm gonna step fucking further. And y'all not even ready for the step further. I'm gonna go to, but y'all not gonna be able to deny shit I say. This motherfucking Carolina Kitty is the worst. Because I know that she has had conversations with me that none of y'all have. And I know that she's had conversations with Dre that none of us have. And I know that she's had conversations with Taylor that none of us have. You know what I mean? Like she's a fucking hub for the fuck. Like, I've told her shit that I haven't told. Like, listen, and it ain't from her out. I'm talking about, like, she's the repository of the fuckery. Like, I'm sure we've all told her shit. Imaj, in the last 3 months, is there something, things that I've told you that you know I ain't telling nobody else?
Yeah.
And I've been dabbling in fuckery.
And I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to repeat the shit.
I know you're not.
Because it's going to go to the grave.
But at the same time, I got to walk a very careful line because even though you won't, you can.
Listen. I don't think other people understand that shit about me. So, look, listen. And this is real off topic. So, y'all know people talk to me about any and all everything. I don't care. I have fucking strangers who talk about shit to me. I must have that face that be like, you know what? You can talk to me. And I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to keep it to myself all the time. And there's some shit, like, literally on my obituary, when somebody gets ready to write it, you can say, she is the holder of all secrets. But if you fuck with her, she will ruin your life with your secrets. She wasn't the person to fuck with if you told her your secrets. Yeah. Nope. Like, y'all never, you know, I told you about old girl. Like, look, chick, you can keep coming at your face wrong with me. I can ruin your life. I can ruin everything about your life that you think is happy right now. Everything. But,
see, but this is the bullshit
that,
see but you know what? Imaj, that's a two-way street. That's a two-way street. Because as much bullshit, you know what I'm saying, as we be telling you, we be telling, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't say nothing, but then you do shit. Wait, but then you do shit like that you just said right there. And this is so I had this conversation the other day. How motherfuckers be telling the truth, but don't be telling my whole story. Okay?
Who the fuck is my other phone? I know what's in this motherfucker.
Yes, you telling the truth for what you said. But you ain't tell the whole story because the whole story would include, nigga, you was on your way to motherfucking ruin her life anyway. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in, it was on the agenda.
Oh, shit.
Now, but the thing is, okay,
am I right? Taylor, am I right?
Listen, no. Okay, so there's two spectrums here, okay? There's two. One spectrum is I can ruin your life in a way where, bitch, you're going to be questioning yourself if you're going to hell or not, because you ain't going to make it into heaven on this side of the spectrum, okay? Now, the other spectrum is me fucking with your feelings and destroying your emotions. So, yeah, there was two different spectrums with that one.
So, right. But my point is both of them spectrums was in play already. You make it seem like there's some new fuckery or some new devilishness that you thought about. No, this is all rehashed devilishness.
I gotta find, look, I know my other cell phone is in this car because I brought it in here. But damn it, I can't put my hands up.
Taylor, is it me or did she just escape that whole cornering that I did for by talking about some phone shit? Is that what just happened?
I understand.
That's a little bit what happened.
I heard what you said, and I did. And you right.
She slipped out that corner. Right. I was like, where is my phone at?
Not you, bitch. Whatever. But okay, so we talked about the Asian people. So let's have group therapy. It's time for group therapy. I have been destroyed for 2 days. So are we ready for group therapy?
We are.
Okay. Now I said I need to find my fucking phone. Okay, I see it. It's just down there at the bottom. So if you're texting my other phone, call. So y'all know I've been losing weight, right? And shit.
Yes. Right.
Uh-oh.
Nigga said she was losing weight and then lost her connection. Nigga, the connection don't weigh nothing.
Shut up.
Nigga, this is a cell phone. The connection is weightless. That ain't what you're supposed to lose.
Oh, shit, I'm stupid.
Y'all know she out in the country.
Well, I'm rolling up anyway, so I need a second.
You know she out in the country.
All right, so Taylor, let's start with you. All right,
okay.
Come on, what you need? What's up? Talk to us.
So we had to push back the date of the wedding because of Mark's mother, who is doing really well. She's doing really good. She's doing a lot better. So that is always a blessing. So we are at just like the final stages of getting this whole wedding together. And
okay. Sorry,
yeah.
I apologize. I lost the signal.
That's okay. And we are trying to find an officiant for our wedding. These people are out
of control. Hold on. You're trying to find a what for your wedding?
An officiant.
What the fuck is an officiant? Come on, son. English.
A pastor, a preacher, somebody to conduct the wedding, nigga.
What she said?
I don't know what the fuck. Officiant? I ain't never heard that shit. Officiant? Was that somebody to be efficient with the fucking cost? You trying to keep the price down? Like, what the fuck is an officiant? Is that an economist? Like, what the fuck is an officiant? I never heard that. The fuck? I sound smart, but I really ain't. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Just make it dumb. So we've been trying to find one to do our wedding, and I will tell you right now, these people are out of control with these prices. Like,
yeah.
You're bugging. I had somebody tell me that it was $350, and if I wanted to do, like, a counseling session beforehand, that's an extra $200.
That's what that sounds
like. I was like, so what you're trying to tell me is that you're going to charge me
$350 to oversee my wedding that's only a half an hour. It's that.
Honey, they charge for funerals too. Now, they charge for everything. They charge for funerals too.
I mean, all right, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but is their time worth anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But $350?
Let's negotiate. Let's negotiate. Is it worth $150?
I would say a little bit more than that.
Okay. So 150 could be a baseline. 350 could be the ceiling. So you saying somewhere in the middle is a negotiation, you know what I mean? But you just fucking turned off because they went to the top? You ain't counter with a 275?
No, because for one thing, he was rude from the beginning.
Oh, you didn't want him anyway.
Oh, so he's an inefficient officiant.
I'm done.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
So that's like the main thing that we've been going through these last couple of weeks is trying to find someone to actually do the ceremony. And it has been a doozy. Like, we have the date, we have the location. I have my dress. I have everything else. It's just that one little thing. And it's like, why? Like, why is this? Why
See, now,
is this so difficult?
So now,
don't you wish
that you wasn't a heathen and you went to church in a regular so your pastor could do it for you? You know what I'm saying?
You want me to go online and get certified and you want me to do it?
You know what? The way things are looking, that might be an option. That might be an option for me.
Nigga, if you do that, I am driving up.
Nigga, I'm already flying up. I'm already there.
Nigga, if you do that, I am on my motherfucking way. I'm renting a motherfucking pickup, and I'm coming with some things in the back.
What you gonna put in the pickup?
I'm putting them things in the back. I got them things in the back.
I'm going to look it up and see what it's like. Because I have a friend who did that. So let me look it up. Let me see what it takes. If it can be done within a month and a half time. Let me look it up. I'll look it up later.
Nigga. Introducing the Reverend Kitty.
What?
Oh shit! Pastor all day.
Yep, all day long. But I'm gonna look it up. You wait till I get to my overnight debon. You wait till I get to my overnight. I can't look it up right now. You wait till I get to my overnight about 4 o'clock,
listen,
5 o'clock.
Listen. Hey.
I got my own flight. I can get my own room. I'll take $150. Matter of fact, no, friend, you know what? Because you my friend. Free. All I want is some cake and some food.
Hold on. Dimash, you ready for this?
What? I'm ready.
If it costs more than three and less than five, I got the rest. Happy motherfucking wedding day gift. How about that?
He said he would pay me to take care of you.
How about that? I got something on tuition.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, that sounds like a plan.
So you're going to pay for the degree, okay? I'm all for somebody paying for some education.
Listen, you said you pay for up to three, but if it's more than that, I'll pay the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, and world,
well, here we go.
It's recorded, world.
Listen, we're going to get this shit done. Listen, we're going to get you into heaven one way or the other.
Because you know I'm busting hell's doors wide open for some fuck shit I done done. Oh,
if we got to pay a couple, if I got to do an extra day of on call to pay for this motherfucking salvation to your soul, I'm going to do it.
Not the salvation of
but fuck the officiant for your ceremony. I don't give a fuck if she officiates your ceremony, but we're going to get this heifer in the fucking heaven.
Because I'm a saint. Don't act like this.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
I'm done with y'all.
Okay. No, because we're about to talk about my issue.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Oh, this right here. This right here. Baby.
Okay. Okay. So, like I said, before I was cut off by the world. So, I've been losing weight. Or whatever. So in this weight loss journey, I've lost some inches. I get that. That's what you do. That's how you gain some shit. Like my pants were falling off of me. So the other day, I was like, yo, I was trying on my birthday dress and my strapless bra was sitting funny. I said, the fuck is going on with my strapless bra? So I said to myself and myself said, get your ass up early after your doctor's appointment in the morning, go to Lane Bryant and get yourself resized for your bras. So that's what I did. Right? So I'm in there talking to Miss Shelby. She was sweet as pie. I appreciate her. She helped me out. She measured me up. So she was like, okay, so, because you know with the COVID, they don't measure you. You measure yourself now. So they show you how to do it and you do it. Okay, so I measured myself. She was like, so what were you before you started losing weight? And I said, I was a 44. And I don't care if y'all know what my bra size was or not. So I was a 44, triple D. Okay. She was like, well, it looks like your number has gone down. It's gone to a 38. That's good. She said you've lost weight around your waist and your and everything. Oh, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, girl. Now she said, now go around the front of your boobs or whatever, because the number comes from up under your boobs. The other pieces come from around your boobs. So she was like, now your boobs are full. I said, I know they full. Like, I'm not thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they full, they big. So she said, okay, so it looks like, she said, so it looks like you may be sitting at an F or maybe a G. I said, the fuck, what? And she said, you're funny. I said, no, the fuck, what? She said, so with you losing inches, your boobs do get a little bit fuller as because of the inches that you lost. I was like, okay. So we trying on bras. We trying to figure out if I'm an F or a motherfucking G. So I'm a G because I still have some spillage in the F. Because we don't want to be walking around like we got four titties. That's not an option in the world. You know, I've seen people look like this. That's not a part of my world. I went to school for a really good degree that tells me how to dress, motherfucker. I ain't going to be one of them people that got four titties. I got two, and them shits going to sit up right, period. So, then I was like, well, Shelby, I said, well, I need a good work bra. I need a good plunge bra. And I need a good strapless bra. And I said, I just need I need a regular bra for any other day. So that's four motherfucking bras. Y'all, listen. My total came
$537.
Nigga.
Just about.
It was $200. And $20-some-odd with tax. And she was like, let me check to see if you got points. Now, y'all know I'm a point-gathering motherfucker. She was like, you got points. I said, girl, how many points I got? She said, you got enough to reduce that by $10. Girl, we using that $10 today, even though it's only $10. I said, did I really just spend $210 motherfucking dollars on the motherfucking bra? So, yes, so the first person that I tell is this crazy person on this other side of this phone line named Keisha Taylor. Because I said, bitch, I am a 38 motherfucking G. So then let's fast forward to today because y'all know I'm planning a trip for my birthday. So my homeboy who's a photographer down in Miami, I told him I want to do a boudoir photo shoot for my 40th birthday. I gotta find me some cute bras and some panties, y'all. I went to Lane Bryant's website. Why could I only find 3 motherfucking bras in my motherfucking size? Bitch! So you mean to tell me I went from a space of her 44 triple D where I can pick from whatever I want to motherfucking pick from, and now I only got 3 motherfucking options? Get the fuck out. So I ended up, Googling and trying to find. I did find a really good site. I did find a really good site to purchase me some bras. I dropped $165, but this is the thing. This is the thing. Afterpay is a mother. Yup, I got 4 payments of $41 and change over the course of the next 2 months.
There you go. There you go.
Solutions.
Afterpay. You know who I'm a fan of? I'm a fan of Klarna.
Okay.
I got the little app right on my phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got to pay right on my phone too, girl.
Listen. I go right through there.
Okay. So my takeaway is that firstly, this nigga gave fucking certain terms a whole new meaning. She said, I'm a G. I was like, you motherfucking right, you a G. If you a G.
I know.
Right.
I'm
right.
A motherfucking G.
You a motherfucking G. Right. Whole different set of fucking understanding. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, it makes sense how, you know what I'm saying, your size change as your body change. But I'm confused with that girl. You're full and like so what? Not full.
Okay,
empty.
So,
you could be an empty D. So, like what the fuck? I don't know this shit. This
no,
shit.
Not an empty Lord.
Empty D.
Nigga, if you could be a full, then what the fuck is the opposite of full? Empty. Nigga, you got empty. You got saggy. That's what saggy mean. You saw sorry, man. You're an empty D.
That's them old titties. That's them deflated titties. That's them old people titties.
Right, yo.
You know how my neighbor don't be wearing no bra and her titties be down to her knees? That's the empty room. My shit's still full.
That's not good.
She be outside. She don't have no bra on. I be like, Miss Hill, why you ain't got no bra on? She's like, girl, because I don't need one. Yes, you do. I know your mama and your daddy taught you better than him.
That's not good. That's not good when it looks raising me at the top. When it, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the top of your titties, like, you can see the concave.
I got stretch marks on my titties. I got stretch marks on my titties. I got them.
No, stretch marks is different than raising me, though.
What?
Raising me is that wrinkled skin on the top of your titty where it should still be firm at.
Oh, no, I ain't got none of that. I don't got none of that.
But then again, what the fuck do I know? I ain't got no titty.
This nigga ain't got no titty the first time.
Right. Y'all could never say that same thing.
Never mind. That's not nice.
Nope.
That's not nice.
Okay.
Don't
say it.
That's not nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bag ass and bag ass.
Don't say
it. It sounds like you just became a punk real quick. You was about to say something. You got scared? Is that what happened?
No. She don't want to throw no shade, and she don't feel like being petty, motherfucker.
All right, that's your interpretation. My interpretation was you just became a punk.
why is he egging me on though? Like, no, I'm not gonna do that because that's not nice. Because this person.
No, I was just telling you how it seemed from my perspective. My perspective
this
could be wrong. I don't mean I'm right.
The person is not here to defend themselves. So.
Oh, so it's a person that is here from time to time?
No.
Is that what you spoke?
No, that is not what she said. She said that person is just not here to defend themselves. So guess what? It could be anybody, because it could be anybody who could be here.
Right, but you know how much shit we talk about motherfuckers who ain't gonna never be here to defend themselves? I didn't talk shit about her. She was just talking shit about, you was just talking shit about, we, like, nigga.
I hate you. When
do the rules start changing?
Oh, it's the next exit. I gotta stop and get gas. Well, do I want to get gas now? Because then I will have to get gas when I come back on Tuesday.
Yo, you done pivoted out of multiple corners this motherfucking evening. This nigga is the pivot fucking queen. This nigga said, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop. Yo, where is my phone? This nigga said, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop. Yo, that is my exit. I got to get gas.
No, I got gas. I'm almost at half a tank. So by the time I get to Charlotte, I'll be right up under a half a tank or whatever. So what I'll probably do on Tuesday when I get back to my car, I will probably get gas then. I'm not going to get gas today. Okay. That's what I was thinking out loud.
You know, I fucks with you, yo, I really didn't care for none of that shit you just said. Yeah, I fucks with you on the hard way. But yeah, that was just a bunch of bum, 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 bum. Nobody was saying that.
Whatever.
Taylor, don't be trying to fucking act like I'm the only one that's fucking feel this way.
No.
What?
You're not getting me involved in that. I'm sitting here minding my business.
I ain't drinking hot water
today, despite some things, and I'm going to try to continue to be on my bestie hippie. You're not getting me involved in that. I was about to be petty, but I was like, no, let me not. Nope, let me not.
Let her not.
Oh, so you was about to be petty. I didn't know what you was insinuating when you said, wait, what did you say again? You said something about titties.
Well, somebody got titties. Somebody
got titties that, you know what I'm saying? Because you said you ain't got none, and I said, I know somebody that got some. But then I was like,
I got some titties. I got my new grown
nip thing. Right, we know you got titties. You just spent $4,372 fucking bras and fucking titty straps.
So I put up on my Facebook page right there, if you can't contribute to this bra bill, you need not a fucking apply. So... You need not fucking apply. Do you understand that my doggone bra bill is $200 for four bras? I ain't even getting no motherfucking panties to match them shit. Four regular ass bras.
If a nigga the audacity to talk about, oh, that ain't a set, like, nigga. This ain't a set. Do you know how much this fucking bra costs? This fucking bra is a set, nigga. Nigga, your $4.87 box of ass better get the fuck away from me talking about this ain't a set.
Where is boxes $4 at? Where? What store
nigga,
is that?
You get a,
let me know. Cause
the because they, well, I'm in, well, clearly I'm in the wrong state because they ain't $4 nowhere, and they ain't even $4 for the little one.
Nigga, if you go get you a pack of like four, if you go to BJ's, nigga, and get you like a 8-pack or some shit like that, 8-pack will be like $15. 15 divided by 8 is what? Like $2-$3. Come on, that's that plan. And those is Hanes, nigga.
And he out here talking about made on motherfucking match. You better be glad all these panties is black.
You heard me.
You know how this, do you, okay, so look, listen. So, I wear, so now that I can only pick from three motherfucking bras.
Wait, sorry, stop, please, I'm sorry, please, I apologize. I gotta say this, though.
Okay.
I know I live next to a dummy, right?
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
So,
oh, God.
The
God.
Dummy, I forgot exactly why we was talking about it, but we was talking about, like, her bra size, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I'm a C38. And I looked at this bitch, and I said,
you a plane? What the fuck is that?
Nigga, she said,
nigga, I'm
a C38. I have never heard a woman put the letter first and the number second.
You ain't never gonna hear that shit.
Is that the dumbest feminine shit that y'all heard in a long time?
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
Who talked? Like, who raised you? You were raised by wolves. Again.
She said I'm a
C38. You a what? Did you say you a what? Did you say it to her?
No. At that point, son, I was in total disbelief. I was like, what kind of woman are you? I was like, you the kind of woman that fucking wipe back to front.
Hell.
Oh, dear goodness.
She wasn't raised right. She was raised by wolves.
You got to wipe back to front if you got a C30. Nigga, is
if
that a Benz?
Not a thing.
Nigga, is you an airplane, though? Like, you an Embraer at 145?
I'm sorry. I heard that, and I think. No.
She's not smart enough.
She's dumb.
She's dumb.
Yes.
At that.
And my daughter's watching her dumb children right now. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, maybe your daughter is teaching them children something. Don't
she,
be like
she is
other.
Frustrated with
be
them.
Like
no,
other.
She is at her limit. No. She just biding time.
She at her limit, Lord.
She really tried. That's why she tried to leave me in there with them fucking heifers. Nah, son, this ain't how it works. Come here.
Get back here, girl.
This your job. I got fuckery to talk about and drugs to do. I can't be responsible and be a parent.
This man, I got you. Fuckery and drugs to do. Nigga here. Oh, man.
I can't hold you down, daughter. I have things to do.
Man, I got things to do that include me trying to convince people to go and get their officiant license, and I'm paid for half of it. And then...
You heard me.
Listen. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I ain't never heard of no C-38.
Really I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You was about to say something. Please continue.
Who, me or Taylor?
You, nigga.
Oh, I was saying that, like, look, nigga, do you understand how many black pair of panties I got? Because my bras are basically black because they big, and I can't find no cute shit. Nigga, these black panties match this black-ass bra. You don't shut the fuck up to me.
You stupid.
Like, I wear this bra because I don't want to be out here with my nipples all out in the world, and I don't want my boobs to be saggy. I don't want them to be saggy. I put these puppies in these holders so that they can sit up, and then when I put on a low cut shirt, you can be like, oh, titties, I see them. You know?
Yeah, I remember my mom's. It was so when I was back in New York, I'm working in Brooklyn at one point. My mom's lived in Brooklyn, so my aunt came to visit her. So for lunchtime, we all get together. So we get together, and they went to this bra place that was on open. It was someplace on Atlantic Avenue, and the bra that my mother got, she went and got that one. She was only getting one. It was like $85 for the bra, I'm saying to myself. I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers have bills that us as men don't even realize exist. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Bra bills is a real motherfucking thing.
Yeah. You talking about, can I take you out to eat? You want to do a 2 for $25 type shit? No, nigga, can you put some money on my motherfucking bra book?
Nigga, can you
just
pay her fucking panty liner bill?
Listen, I know panty liner. First of all,
nigga, just the panty liner bill alone, nigga. That's all. That's at least $20 a month.
Listen to me. There's shit that we buy that y'all don't even realize we motherfucking buy until y'all probably take y'all
simple
ass into our bathrooms and be like, yo, what the fuck is this? And why she got that? Look, listen. Okay, so with those four bras that I bought yesterday, two of them was actually on sale. There was buy one, get one, half off. And I still came up with a 3-digit motherfucking number.
Don't forget your $10 off.
Exactly. So don't, and then I had a dude that was like, so how much did you pay? I was like, I paid $210 for four fucking bras. He was like, oh, that seems like a struggle. Oh, didn't I tell your ass you need not apply if you can't contribute? Get the fuck out my inbox. I was serious. I meant what the fuck I said.
I mean, little shit like nails done. Know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
and fucking pedicures and shit.
Listen. If I go and get, I'm going to give you a prime example. So I get an overlay.
That's why I
mean
me an ugly bitch. Don't maintain herself.
Okay.
No.
I get an overlay on my real nails. So if you ever look at my nails, those are my nails and just have an overlay on it. Okay, I get gel fingernail polish. All right,
you know what? That overlay shit, it sounds real, you know what I'm saying, simple and obvious, but that shit's just like a fishing. I don't know what the fuck is up.
Okay, so it's acrylic. It's acrylic over my nail. It's just a small layer of acrylic over my nail so that my nail does not break while I'm doing my job.
Okay.
So I normally get gel fingernail polish because it lasts longer. So just for my nails, and then don't let me get a fresh coat of acrylic on there, because that's a full set. They talking about that's a full set. So that's $55 off gate right there. I had a short today. You know what I'm saying? I've been maintained. I go once a month for a pedicure. I can maintain it for a month, and then you gonna do whatever you got to do. So don't let it be one of those Saturdays where I gotta get the full set overlay, gel polish, and then I gotta get my pedicure. That's also gel polish because regular nail polish on my toes chips just like the chips on my fingernail. So that's another anywhere from $40 to $55, and I ain't even got my eyebrows arched yet.
Hold on, Taylor. She still ain't even go and tell you about how much the motherfucking vaginal steam costs.
Oh, we didn't even hear about that. Wait a minute.
Because I need. I, okay. okay, because her box, her thing is still not ready, so I didn't get the vaginal thing. But
wait,
I
her
did,
box for your box ain't boxed up, right?
Her box ready. Yeah, her box ain't ready. Her box ain't ready yet.
Okay,
but because that's still on there. But I've had 2 sessions of my cryo toning, so yeah.
Right. These are bills niggas don't even know what to fucking do with.
Right. Like, I had a cryotoning session this morning, so she did my back. So she did my love handle this morning.
Better tell that bitch to go to your letters.
Right. Can we get these booze to go down some more?
Go to these letters, nigga. Stop with my numbers. Go to my letters.
Like, so on Friday, on this next Friday, we are doing my thighs and my butt. So.
Nigga,
yeah.
Tell me you want to be a C-38.
Oh, not a C-38.
Not a C-38.
Lord.
I want to
be
the only C-38 in the world. The
yeah, I'm a G,
world.
Nigga.
I'm a G, motherfucker.
Treat me accordingly.
Right.
Get your box right so I can get my box right. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm a
right.
G, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to rejuvenate my box. And then so she also now has an esthetician in her shop. So I'm gonna get waxed. I'm gonna go down and we gonna wax the box. We'll do a lot of shit around here. You know?
Oh, now have you ever done that before?
No. That'll be my first time.
Okay, so I'm
here.
Not the only one. Okay, because I was thinking that
I wanna do one before the wedding. But I've been like, I've never done it. And I feel like it's
yeah.
gonna hurt. But then I found a hat. Somebody had told me about it. So I'm a little confident.
So
I think I might be all right.
But see, here's the thing. I've been so long. I've been maintaining my own box all my life. So as long as I've been able to maintain it on my own. So.
I don't know. I apologize again.
Oh,
is
no.
it? Is, am I the only one that like fucking like real like hairy pussy?
Nigga, I already know this about so you like bush and stuff. You remember we talked about you like bush.
Yeah, nigga, I like that nice curly. You know what I'm saying? Like she got an S curl on her pussy almost, just without the grease.
Sometimes some dudes like it. Like sometimes he might say, you know what? Don't take as much off this time. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, like let that shit, like nah, nigga, tie that shit in the braids, nigga.
Oh hell, I can't get. I maintain my shit for myself. I don't even want to see that on myself.
Exactly.
Tie that shit in the braids. Let me unbraid your hair, nigga. Let me unbraid your hair.
No.
Nigga,
I never
put the
hair on my head.
That
carries
odor, that
carries bacteria.
Nigga, clean yourself.
Right.
So do motherfucking socks. Socks
nigga,
do the same shit.
Nigga,
you still
nigga,
wear socks, though.
You understand that we bleed for, some of us bleed for from 5 to 7 motherfucking days, while some of us also go 41 to 20, not 41, but 14 motherfucking days of that shit. Nigga, I'm cutting all that motherfucking hair off and we get starting the fuck over.
Nigga,
okay.
Your mother ain't cut it off like that, nigga. Y'all just motherfucking herself, but your auntie's got the hairy pussy still, probably. Come on, son. They ain't do that back
know.
In the days.
You know,
and I know all our grandmothers, you know what I'm saying? Was it, ooh, what? Banana was, ooh.
Oh,
nigga.
This girl on my Instagram where she does not shave under her armpit. And that shit is so fucking disgusting. She's a beautiful girl, but she does not shave under her armpit. And she has an OnlyFans. And she just did a promo for her wet shit. And she had her arm up. And I was like, yo. You look like you have a midget in a headlock. Bitch, shave your motherfucking arm. Hello?
Yo, the nigga said,
a midget. And
I
want to
have sex with a midget because I want to have too many kids.
Who said that?
That is fucking hilarious.
Yo, who said that?
Saha, Saha the Prince. Saha the Prince. No dope on Sundays.
Huh?
You said who said it? I said it. Saha the Prince.
Saha the Prince. Okay. Saha the Prince. I didn't know who what you were saying. You know how you didn't understand what officiant was? I didn't understand what you were saying.
I got you. Listen, we all teach each other in different ways. That's what we're here for.
We do. We do. Mhm. Mhm. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned some things about y'all. Y'all learned some things about me. You know what I mean? No, I don't learn shit about Medusa, but that is what that is.
Wow. 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 Okay. Wow. 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 Okay.
Well, since you said
I'm
that,
just saying,
I'm just saying.
You see how I wasn't no
that,
punk?
Right.
See how I wasn't no punk?
Somebody was. I'm gonna go ahead and say that when we you didn't have no titties, and I said I know somebody that do got titties. We all know Dre got some big old titties.
Now here's what you do.
Put on a bra. Come on. The bras that you have and that you can't wear.
He need to try on my old bras. Try on my old bras. He do. Niggas say, give Dre the hand-me-down bras. Oh, shit, y'all stupid.
But the thing is this. So here's what she explained to me about it. Because I was like, yo,
shit.
Even though... I said, they sit funny. She was like, but where do they still lose it? I said, just right around the bottom. She was like, you can still wear those bras, but they're just going to feel loose right there at the bottom since you don't have the inches there. I was like, okay, because I do got some cute bras. Like, there's two that I really like because they feel so soft. And I, for whatever reason, and I know this is about to be too much information, my nipples are always hard in them. I don't understand. Because they so soft and shit. I don't know. But every time I wear them, I can't stop touching my titties because I'm like, oh, my bra is so soft. But that's my issue.
We all got one of those, though.
We all got one. And then you find yourself doing it in the weirdest times. And people just looking at you. And you're like, oh, sorry.
Why you got your titties full? Like, that's why I don't wear those to work. Like, I definitely have a work bra. Like, I got two work bras that stay in my bag. Or I have it on. But them bras right there, the two bras that I got like that, yo, listen, I just be sitting and I be holding on to my titty for dear life. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
How happy she was that she got to keep those two rub on your titty bras. No, I'm saying? She got the Pharoah Monch bras. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I said it, rub on your titties. No, I'm saying? And she's so happy that she got to keep the fucking Pharoah Monch bras. She is ecstatic. She's like, no, I don't want to throw those away.
I can't even begin to explain to you how soft them shit is. And that I don't care what type of weather it is, whether it's hot, cold, mild, my nipples be hard in them damn bras. And I just can't help but touch myself. And when I'm like, oh, shit, okay, this is going on today. Hey, girl. Don't judge me. Judge your mama.
I'm not judging you. I understand.
I'm just saying, you should have been in the Biggie video. Rub your titties if you love Big Papa. My bad.
Why are you speeding up behind me like you just going to somebody? Get your ass past me, please. And I'm doing 80 down this bitch. So what you doing? Okay, sorry.
I mean, hey. It is what it is.
I'm driving. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. But yeah, okay. I tell y'all, when I stood there and I just thought about that, I thought, I don't have to throw my favorite bra away. My favorite. Yeah. And they
low-cut. All right, so I guess let me go real quick last. So I'm here and I'm feeling a certain kind of way because
what?
All these fucking derelicts and all these fucking, you know what I'm saying, whatever is getting their stimulus check.
Oh.
And I don't get no mother. And I'm mad.
Why you don't get one? Because you make too much?
Well, yes, but also because I haven't done my taxes because I got issues with past taxes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm like in that little Neverland where motherfucker don't get nothing. So I'm mad about this shit, son. I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I got to do? Catch COVID or something? Like, what the fuck? I want some money.
Nope.
Can I get a couple of dollars?
You ain't
got to
catch the COVID to get no goodies. Maybe does your job do incentives if you get the vaccine?
What they do is they give you 4 hours off pay to go do it, but I'm not going to get the fuck back. Don't get me started with that book.
Oh, I was there. Okay.
I'm good.
No, Ron, what you're supposed to do is if you go to the, IRS website, actually, I'm sitting in front of my tablet right now. Hold on. I can tell you exactly what you're supposed to do. Wait a minute.
Well, he not going, but he ain't filed no taxes. He ain't gonna get nothing.
When was the last time you filed? When was the last time you filed taxes?
17.
So
huh?
He's not gonna get it because it had. He would have had to file 2019, 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, because the first set came off because of 2019. So when you filed your 2000, and if you filed, you've already filed your 2020, they've already have given you something. That's why people are still waiting to go and realize it. Because I didn't.
No,
that's not right.
You got to do. No, because my brother got it, and he ain't never had a fucking job.
And he's here for security. But that's why. Because he gets Social Security.
That's why I just said, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's why. Never mind.
Yeah. Because some people, they get the check or Social Security puts it in their Social Security check. That's what they do. That's what they did for my neighbor. She got her, they gave it to her in her at the beginning of the month Social Security check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I mean, to be honest, Ron, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Like, I don't know about most people, but I got mine and then mine was gone because I paid her bills and that was it. So it wasn't even like I had it that long.
But so
like, I got
thing,
it,
and that's how
and
it
that
works
was it.
For me. Yeah, the way that it all worked out for me is that I got my refund check from school. That was one thing. So what I did when I got my refund check from school, I went on and paid whatever bills I had to pay. Like, I paid off my credit cards. I was out here being reckless in the street with my credit cards, so I paid them shits off. So I paid one off to zero right then. When I filed my taxes, I paid off the second credit card down to zero. Then I sent you. Keep in mind, I still got paychecks coming in. And then the stimulus hit. Like, I right now, I'm not really hurting for nothing, but I'm still work these out because a bitch is going to Miami, and she's showing her whole ass to these streets.
Okay. Fair enough.
Y'all better be glad I ain't gone and got my ass done yet and my stomach up. That's why I'm doing this cryotoning. First.
I wish I knew a prayer off the top of my head because I would say it right. Right.
You would say you knew what right off the top of your head?
A prayer. I wish I knew a prayer like, Lord God, forgive her. We need you. Haka-maka, whatever that shit is. I don't know. I wish I knew one.
What? Nigga, you just talked to God. Like, Lord, this is, it's Ron again. I'm here. He knows you. He knows you by name. Hey, look, it's a conversation between you and God. You ain't got to have no specific type of prayer. Look, sometimes I be like, God, listen, look, I know I did some shit. God, I did it. But I need for you to come through in a way. Like, I pray every single time that doggone plane go into turbulence. I'm like, God, get us through this. God, it's me, again, up here close to you. This plane is shaking. Door just let us land safely. Listen, it ain't got no specifics to it. Oh, yeah. So you just have a conversation with God and you try to figure that thing out. You know what? And I even got something from my daughter. I gave my daughter her cut. Go ahead, that's yours.
Stop.
So I told her I dropped that doggone little $1,400 off in her checking account. She was like, oh, thank you, girl. You're welcome, girl.
Now, Supreme Stupid Behind going to text me this morning asking me, so, Mom, we getting a Tesla with that STEMI money? I said, get off my iPad. Get off my iPad. We are not getting a Tesla, so. Like, he's been bugging me since he left the school for a Tesla. I don't know what, I don't know where he thought, like, I don't know how much he thinks the Tesla is. I don't know where he thinks I'm going to get a Tesla. But that's the thing. So he just, and he was like, oh, you
need money.
Like,
you are a college student. Any money is good for you, sir.
Okay. And he like, but so does that mean I'm not going to get my taxes? Who told you this?
You know what? The first contract you get when you get into this here NBA, when you get there, you go ahead and get you one, baby. I ain't going to.
You know what?
That's the first thing you get. Before you get your mama out.
Well, how about this? Here's what you do. You write me a check, right? And then I'm going to take the same money from that check, and I'm going to buy you a Tesla. How about that?
Either way, you're going to get it after that.
You're going to get
you
a Tesla.
Get in
there. Exactly what you want.
Not
you're
right
going to get you a Tesla.
What in the world?
First thing this morning. And I said, first of all, can you even fit in a Tesla with your old 6'9" ass? Like, can you fit in a Tesla? Can you fit?
Right.
This fool told me he wanted a Mini Cooper. I said, to do what with it?
I'm done. I'm not doing it any further.
What are you doing with a Mini Cooper?
Outside of the car.
What are you doing with a Mini Cooper?
No, he said he wants too many Coopers. Too many. M-A-N-Y. Too many.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying you, mm-hmm. you have lost your damn mind. You have lost your marbles, sir. No.
Wow.
A Mini Cooper. That's I said, funny. What the hell?
And how the fuck you go from a Mini Cooper to a Tesla?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Like, I don't even... Listen.
Wow.
I don't fucking know. No idea.
Because the first thing he said to me was he wanted a Benz.
Okay. Okay.
It started, it went from a Mini Cooper. He wanted a C-38.
I'm done.
Okay. All right.
I'm done. He wanted to, get that nigga a C-38.
But it's a new shit.
With rim.
You only want to get one. They don't even make these no more. They only made one just for you.
Limited edition.
Limited edition. There's only one in the world, and you are the only.
And he was saying that was his first thing he wanted. No, he wanted that. He wanted the Benz for Christmas. I was like, sir, let's go on cash and show you. We're not going to let you have the car. Apparently, somebody, like the people that talked to him in his mind, they told him that because, he is who he is the exception, and they'll let him have a car, and that I should not have a van. And I told him that I'm going to talk to his coach about having to test his drugs, because clearly he's on something if he thought I was going to buy him a van.
Wow.
Yeah. So then it went from the Benz to the Tesla. So now everything's a Tesla.
Okay.
Everything's a Tesla. And he decided that he was taking summer classes. So he told me he won't be home. Huh?
For summer. Tell him to take that refund check and get him a Tesla.
No, listen to this. Wait a minute now. He said he was taking summer classes, so then that way I wouldn't have to worry about feeding him. So then that way I could save money, and then that way I could get him a Tesla.
You know what? Come home. Come on home. I'll feed you. What?
I said, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you take all the summer classes, baby. You can take all the summer classes you want. You cannot get a Tesla.
Wow.
There's no way your first car is going to be a Tesla.
No.
It's just not.
I'll be like, do you know what my first car was? My first car was a Saturn. Photo. Saturn. That's what you're going to get.
He going to get him a nice little Kia. He going to get a Kia something. You know what? I like the little Telluride. The little Kia Telluride. That one got third row seating. So that way you're fine. That's enough leg room for you.
Why are you in this lane? Get out my way.
Terrible.
And do he have his driver's license?
Of course not.
You ain't even got the license.
Exactly. He just be on my phone wanting to talk about something.
No, well, I want a Tesla, but do you have a driver's license? Did the state issue you something that says that you can drive?
Nope.
Not at all.
Not a single.
He might take it. He might take the test out there. I think he might take it out there.
Okay. So I looked at. Okay, I know this is totally off topic. So I looked at the hotels that you sent me. And I think I narrowed it down
mm-hmm.
to the one that's in, is it Livingston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I really like that one. It's really cute. So I think I'm going to do that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can. So what I'll do when we get ready to do our schedule, I'll do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I will come in Friday. Yep. You
okay.
Changing that date,
cool.
Girl. I tell you, you changing that date. Say I'm there. Because, you know, I was conflicted. I was conflicted with that first date.
Ma'am, I was conflicted with that first date, okay? I was like, sir, that is not... That is,
what are you doing?
That is not enough time to do nothing. That is not enough time. Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, cool.
I was trying to figure out how to be there at 12:30 and on the beach by 3. I was just trying to figure it out. I'm just being real honest. Yep. I don't know how I was going to do it. But now, we can do it, and I'm there. I'm there, and I got to find something to wear. I already got clothes in my closet. I ain't buying nothing.
I was going to say, don't you buy nothing, because you know you don't need to.
I don't need to buy shit. You hear me? And look, it's still buying shit.
But that was necessities, though. So that don't count.
So, okay. We're going to get off after I tell what I did. I got some more swimsuits on the way, but don't judge me.
Ma'am, okay. See, now we got it. Now it's a situation.
Why?
And that was my fault. That was my fault because I asked you one question. That was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That was my fault. I can't even say nothing to you because that was my fault.
Thank you.
That was my fault.
Because remember the black and white one that you had to try to kind of look like a triangle? It had to cut out on the side? Okay, so I already ordered that one. Even that's why I was showing it to you. I was like, I already ordered this one. So I got now. It's coming in blue and pink. And the one that you was like, oh, that's really cute. The high-waisted one with the crisscross and then with the top, with the stuff. Yeah, that one's on this way, too.
Yeah.
We ain't going to be in the same place. So we're on.
Okay.
So, yep. Well, I blame you.
Yeah, that was my fault. I can't even say nothing.
Yeah, but I had ordered a swimsuit and it didn't fit my titties, so I gave it away.
Okay.
I gave it to my friend Tanya, because she got little titties, and so I do have friends that love titties. I don't just hang out with big titty people. I do have friends with little titties. So a lot of times, what happens if some shit don't fit, right? I give it to my little titty friend. Sorry, they got little titties. And I'm talking about little cities, like, be cooked. Yeah. When I was visiting to them today in our group chat about this fucking bras, Risha, you know Risha, she was like, I wish I had those problems. Shut up. No, you don't. You don't.
Because your ass can go in the store and get 50,000 bras. For $50 and be fine.
You can go to Walmart and buy bras. I can't pick out no goddamn bra no motherfucking Walmart. Walmart don't carry my size. Ever. Whether it's a triple D or not. Or the motherfucking juice. They don't do it.
Or you could. You just can't do nothing in it. You just gotta sit still. That's about it. You can't move.
You gonna have, you got spillage. Your kid is gonna be falling out.
You can't move any. Them things are gonna be failing.
Oh, Lord.
They're gonna be out there failing.
Like I feel like it's getting home. I'm going to sleep too. I got to be at the airport by 6:25. I'm going to sleep for 4:30. That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, Lord, we is all into recorded time.
Yeah, we is.
I'll just look at this. Oh, my goodness. We are, you know what? This is it. This is a wrap. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We had a blast. We talked and laughed and all that other fun stuff.
Yep, we sure have.
Are we back next week?
I think so. Yeah, because I don't think next Friday is getting my butt done. Getting my cryoscope that's in my butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. We will be back next week, same time, same place, more shenanigans.
Yep.
Please continue to be safe out here, people. Mask up, wrap it up, all that fun stuff.
Don't do no shit. Don't do no shit I would do.
Yeah. And if you do, make sure you tell us about it.
Yep. Take pictures and videos.
Yes. And we will be back next week, same time, same place.
All right, y'all.
All right, good night.
Good night.